Miss Lee, thank you for joining me today.
No problem.
So could you start just by introducing yourself a little bit for the audience?
What would you like to know? My name?
Sure.
Where I live?
Yeah.
My name is Anne Lee. I live in Calgary, Alberta. That's in Western Canada, for those of you who do not know of our little town. I am old enough. I don't know why.
That's an interesting way of putting it. Thank you. All right. So, my first question for you. What happened on September 11th, 2001?
The World Trade Center, or the... Yeah, the World Trade Centers.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what they're called? Oh, my God. That's it. Stop the recorder.
Mm-hmm.
The Twin Towers.
Yes.
Ran into with it. That is really bad English.
Mm-hmm.
A plane hit the Twin Towers
mm-hmm.
in New York.
Yes.
Yes. And, of course, you know, everybody thought it was a terrorist attack, and lots of people died.
Okay. How many buildings collapsed on September 11th?
Where, in New York?
In New York.
I believe two.
My third question, what do you think of the fact that there are now, admittedly, well over 4 million CCTV cameras in London?
What cameras?
CCTV, closed-circuit TV, so they can see you, but you can't see them.
In London, UK?
Yes.
What do I think about that, like 4 million of these things?
Mm.
It doesn't surprise me so much, but I just thought craziness like that actually just happens only in the States.
Apparently London as well. My next question, what is causing global warming and what should be done to stop it?
Well, there's competing theories of what's causing global warming. My limited knowledge of it, I don't know, I guess one theory is that it's greenhouse gases caused by carbon pollution. There's, I don't know, also a theory put forth by scientists that it's actually natural and that, you know, no amount of greenhouse gases released into the air atmosphere has anything to do with it, something to do with undercurrent flows in the sea, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know, I think I was listening to something on the radio today on CBC, something about something to do with, like, the livestock and cattle, and basically the amount of, like, meat that humans consume also contributes significantly to leaving some kind of imprint on the environment and contributing to global warming.
Okay. My next question is, where does money come from?
Trees.
Interesting. And my final question, what is a central bank and what does it do?
What does a central bank and what does it do?
What is a central bank and what does it do?
Isn't this? I don't know. My understanding is that there's a central bank, like at every national level. But I don't know if you're referring to the IMF, perhaps, which is, you know, I think in theory supposed to be the International Monetary Fund. But of course, I think supports U.S. interests, or basically is an American-run institution. But anyways, I think if that's what you're looking for.
Okay, that'll do. Thank you very much for joining us, Miss Lee.
Maybe the central bank is an American thing. I don't know.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.